Hey everyone, Taylor Reed here, and welcome back to Mind Training, Daily Stoic Wisdom for Resilience. Today, we're tackling something that feels like a no-brainer, right? Setting goals. We all do it, from wanting to finally conquer that mountain bike trail to just hitting that reply all button on emails a little less often. But here's the thing, and trust me, I've been there, setting goals can feel like navigating a minefield sometimes. Ever set your sights on something huge, only to find yourself staring at it from afar, feeling more defeated than motivated? Yep, we've all been there. It's why today's episode is all about crafting goals that don't leave you feeling like a superhero who tripped over the cape halfway through the mission. We're talking realistic, attainable, and dare I say it, even enjoyable goals that actually fuel your success. So, buckle up, because we're diving deep into 5 key takeaways to help you set those goals right, leaving room for celebration along the way. Number 1. Know thyself. Seriously, how well do you really know your strengths and weaknesses? Setting goals should be a conversation with your authentic self. We're not talking about settling, but rather understanding where you shine and where you might need a little extra support. Think of it like this. If you're aiming to run a marathon, wouldn't it make sense to start by building up your endurance and running shorter distances first? Next up, break it down. Those giant goals can feel intimidating as heck. Ever heard the saying, Rome wasn't built in a day? Well, neither was that epic life you're dreaming of. Instead of feeling overwhelmed, break those big dreams into smaller, manageable steps. Think of them like chapters in your personal success story. Each milestone reached is a victory worth celebrating. Remember, progress over perfection, folks. Speaking of celebration, let's talk about motivation, because, face it, sometimes the inner drive needs a little boost. Remember those smaller wins we talked about? Celebrate them. Whether it's treating yourself to a delicious cup of coffee or taking a relaxing walk after completing a challenging task, acknowledging your achievements keeps the fire burning bright. Now, let's get real for a second. Setbacks are inevitable. We're human, not robots. But how we respond to those bumps in the road is what truly matters. Don't let a temporary setback derail your entire journey. Instead, view it as a learning opportunity and adjust your course accordingly. Remember, even seasoned athletes stumble sometimes, they just dust themselves off and keep going. Finally, don't forget to be kind to yourself. This whole goal-setting thing is a marathon, not a sprint. Some days you'll feel unstoppable, other days you might need a little extra pep talk. Be patient with yourself, embrace the journey, and remember that every step forward is progress worth celebrating. Okay, let's get practical. Imagine you're finally ready to tackle that writing project you've been putting off for months. You know, the one that's been simmering in your brain like a delicious but unfinished meal. You have this vision of yourself crafting captivating prose, finishing that manuscript, and feeling a sense of accomplishment so big it could rival Mount Everest. But wait, how do you actually make that happen? Well, instead of getting bogged down by the enormity of it all, you break it down into smaller, more manageable steps. First, maybe you dedicate 30 minutes each day to brainstorming ideas and outlining your story. Next, you focus on writing just one chapter a week, no pressure. Just consistent progress. And then, hey, if you hit a snag or feel uninspired, take a break, go for a walk, recharge, and come back with fresh eyes. You see, it's not about conquering the whole mountain at once, it's about taking those little steps, celebrating each victory, and remembering that even if you stumble, getting back up is what truly matters. So, remember these key takeaways. Know yourself. Break down your goals, find your motivation, embrace setbacks as learning opportunities, and be kind to yourself along the way. You got this. Want to apply these principles to your own life? Awesome. Start by identifying one area where you'd like to set a more realistic goal. Could be anything from finally tackling that home project to learning a new skill. Next, break it down into smaller steps. What's the very first thing you can do today to move towards that goal? And remember, share your journey with us. Tag us on social media or leave a review and let us know how these tips are helping you conquer those goals, big or small. Until next time, keep training that mind and stay resilient.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.